If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
I'm jumping.
God, he's
Danny's on vacation, so I'll jump. Also, I'm really freaking happy it's Friday.
Honestly, the week you get back from vacation is always a tough week.
It's like the longest week of my lifetime.
We did pretty good. Yeah. Speaking of pretty good, let's get to our contestant, who is Zach from Tacoma. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Yeah. What is the Friday before Easter called?
Good Friday.
That's right. Sting was the lead singer of what band?
Pass. I'll come back.
What was the name of the child who found E.T.?
Elliot.
That's right. The only U.S. state with a one-syllable name is what?
The one-syllable name? Pass.
Which NFL team plays at AT&T Stadium?
AT&T. Is that the Ravens?
No.
Steelers?
No.
Chargers?
No. How many transatlantic trips did the Titanic make before sinking?
One.
No.
Two?
No.
Three?
No. What is Kelso's first name in that 70s show?
Oh, gosh. Jack?
No.
Jason?
No.
Mike?
I'll take it, yes. In what 2000s year did the first Apple stores open?
2001, 2002.
Yes, 2001. And with that, you got 4 correct, Zach.
Oof.
You know what? It wasn't terrible. There's some toughies in there. It's Friday. People are, have the weekend on the brain. And here comes Mr. Migs. He's got the game face on, but is he ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Steve.
Yes.
What is the Friday before Easter called?
Good Friday.
Correct. Sting was the lead singer of what band?
The Police.
That is right. What is the name of the child who found E.T.?
Elliot.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state with a one-syllable name?
Hampshire.
No.
Maine.
Yes. Which NFL team plays at AT&T Stadium?
Been there. Dallas Cowboys.
That is right.
I was there for WrestleMania, not for a Cowboys game.
Of course. Yeah. How many transatlantic trips did the Titanic make before sinking?
One?
No.
Crap. Six?
No.
Nine?
No. What is Kelso's first name in that 70s show?
Michael.
Yes. In what 2000s year did the first Apple stores open?
2002.
No.
2003?
No.
2005.
No. What video game console replaced the Nintendo GameCube in 2006?
The Wii?
Yes. Manny, Mo, and Jack are the trio more commonly known as what?
The Three Stooges?
No.
The Three Musketeers?
No.
The Three Amigos?
No. But Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Uh-huh.
And that is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Zach.
No worries. Good work, Steve. Happy Friday, guys.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Titanic question was a little bit of a trick question.
Was it zero?
It was zero.
I was even going to guess zero because I'm like, I bet this is a trick question.
The first Apple stores opened in 2001, and Zach got that one correct.
2001.
Manny, Mo, and Jack are the Pet Boys.
The what boys?
The Pet Boys, like Pet Boys Auto Stores.
That's the Pet Shop Boys is a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing.
Okay, gotcha.
But congratulations on your victory,
Let's
Steve.
Let's go. Good way to start Fridays.
I think that Zach, though, should try again and maybe go to the Rock Shop. And what can you find there, Steve?
The brand new I Beat Migs t-shirt available at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And every day, it is a gift from the Rockaholics. We get some very interesting messages on there, Steve.
Yeah, we've got one that involves Easter. And then another person left a message about our interview with Kevin Smith.
Oh, excited to slide into our DMs after Metallica.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our DMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our DMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and do it. Leave us a DM.
Make
slide
it happen.
Slide into our voice messages. You can do it by heading over to the Odyssey app, download it, and get it ripping, Rockaholics.
We got a good question about Easter, and well, if we don't play it today, we're not going to be able to get to it next week because Easter's this weekend.
I can't believe that.
The funny part, I'm like, oh, it just kind of crept up on us, but it's like later in the month.
It is.
Yeah. All right, well, before we get to that one, somebody did have a comment about our Kevin Smith interview because we talked to Kevin Smith earlier this morning. Dogma, the 25th anniversary, it's going to be in theaters. He's going to be at the Alderwood 16 next week. Just go to dogmathemovie.com for information about that.
Taryn Migs, I'm loving this Kevin Smith interview, but I think my favorite part is when he was talking about his mom and she had a nickname for him, and it's Tiger. My mom called me Panda. did your parents have a dumb nickname for you, or do you have a dumb nickname for Barrett or Tatum? I want to know.
Panda, 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 panda.
So this was the part of the interview, and I thought that it's funny he mentioned it because he just like, I love Kevin Smith. He's just so casual, but I feel like when you talk to him, you're almost like hearing how he writes his movies.
100%.
Oh, this is the part where his mom referred to him as Tiger. Let's play it.
And that night, my mom called me, and she was like, oh, my God, Tiger. There was a boy on the news.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. Do you have a nickname for Barrett?
Of course.
What is it?
Booba.
Booba?
Booba, and sometimes the extended is Booba Panooba.
Don't ever say it that way.
Booba Panooba. Booba Panooba.
Is there any backstory?
I don't remember how it started, and then it just got out of control. And I feel like at some point he's going to be like, Mother, please stop calling me Booba in front of my friends.
Well, when he gets older, I'm going to start calling him Booba.
I love that.
We call Tatum Toots.
Toots?
Not because she farts a lot, but she does. We used to call her Tater Tot, and then somehow Tot became Toots, Tater Tot Toots, and now it's just Toots. Toots.
I love that.
Yeah, that's her nickname. All right, here's another voice message. This one is Easter-based through our Odyssey app.
Hey, guys, with Easter coming up this weekend, I was just wondering, what is your Easter candy of choice?
Ooh, I tell you, it's not Peeps.
Oh, no. I mean, I always try it, like, once a year just to, like, confirm that I still don't like Peeps.
What is it for you?
I'm so gross. I like the Cadbury cream egg that has the stuff inside. I like to tongue that out.
All right, up until that point, I was going to say, I agree, man. They are freaking awesome. The caramel's
so
great.
Good.
I'm not tonguing that thing out like you, but you know what? Now that we're plant-based Fritos, I don't get it anymore. And I know they have versions of it. It's not as good. But the one I always freaking loved is just the basic milk chocolate Easter bunny that's hollowed out. I always loved eating that.
Does it have like eggs or something?
What do you mean?
Because is that why you can't eat it?
It's milk chocolate. It's got milk in it, booba.
Wait, does it only come that way? Can they just make it regular? Does all chocolate have milk in it?
No, dark chocolate, some dark chocolate doesn't, but milk chocolate always has milk in it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm sure there's some plant-based version of it. I doubt it's nearly as good, though, there, booba.
The Daily Mix Show.
All week long, we've been talking about that random Twilight-themed bridal shower invitation I found in my Leavenworth Airbnb.
From strangers.
Yes, from complete strangers. We ended up tracking the couple down. Their names are Taylor and Louie. Turns out they're big rock fans. So we do have a wedding gift we want to give to them. And we're going to chat with them at 7:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This week we have been chatting about this super random invitation that I found while my family was vacationing in Leavenworth for spring break.
It was an invite to a bridal shower and you didn't know the people.
I did not know the people. It appeared to have maybe some Twilight undertones.
Yes.
And we ended up getting a hold of the mother of the bride. Her name's Lori.
Because you RSVP'd.
I think is hilarious. Pretty much. Yeah. We chatted with Lori yesterday, and now we have the bride-to-be Taylor on with us. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Do you have your fiance, Louie, with you as well?
I do.
I am here.
Hey, what's up, Louie? Well, hey, congratulations.
What's going on, guys?
I would imagine that this is probably one of the odder things that have happened. And I mean, there's a lot of odd things that happen when planning a wedding. I know when I went through it, it was like there's many curveballs, many radio shows calling to bug you about an upcoming bridal shower.
Oh, we were incredibly surprised. Her mom called us yesterday and was like, hey, are you with, or she called Taylor, and she's like, hey, are you with Louie? And she was like, no. She's like, okay, well, then call me back when you two are together. I got to talk to you about something. And we were like, oh, no, what did we do?
Well, you're not in any trouble with your mom. She was very excited to tell us all about you guys, and we're stoked to be able to talk with you this morning.
And Lori, the mom, your future mother-in-law, seems to like you, so that's always a good thing.
Oh, that is a good thing, yep.
Yeah. So are you both big fans of the movie Twilight, or is it Taylor and Louis, you're just there for the ride?
I think he's a closet fan.
So which team are you on? Are you guys Team Jacob?
Let's not do that. Come on.
What is it, Team Edward?
Well, I think I'm Team Edward, Louie.
I don't think I want to choose one. I don't really know.
You can't even choose. You like them too much.
So while we were trying to figure out, okay, we're going to RSVP with you guys and have some fun, and we chatted with the mom, and I'm like, we need to come up with a wedding gift for you two. And we have come up with a wedding gift for you both.
Oh, well, thank you guys. Yeah. You guys didn't have to do that.
But in order to get the wedding gift, we're going to put you through a test, if that's okay. And we've come up with some questions about the movie Twilight. Now, full disclosure, myself and Taryn, we have never seen the film. So we had to utilize the help of our research team, which is ChatGPT, to come up with some questions. And we want to see
y'all
how...
Y'all haven't seen it?
No! No! I've never seen it. How many are there?
Aren't you guys on the west side?
Yeah. That doesn't matter. I'm not going to watch that. That movie looks awful. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I will watch it. I promise. I will watch it.
All right. So I'll ask you guys some questions. I figure if you guys can get three of these right, we will unveil our wedding gift to you.
Oh, geez.
First question. What did Robert Pattinson do to get in character as Edward Cullen? Did he A, spend time alone in the Oregon woods, or B, wear vampire fangs to Starbucks?
The music.
A?
You are correct.
Yeah.
He actually did isolate himself in the woods in Oregon to get in the right mindset, which is bonkers.
I love it.
Taylor's such a fan. She's going to sit here and pretend like she hardly knows the answers. And she's like, these are the rookie questions. Where's the hard stuff?
All right, let's go a little hard. How about this one? What did Robert Pattinson say about the first Twilight film once it was released? Did he say, A, this is the worst movie that I've ever been in? Or B, it's like watching a really weird indie film.
Oh, God.
I honestly want to say I heard something.
He doesn't like them. He doesn't like them. But I feel like he could have said, I guess A. You might be wrong, though.
You are wrong. He didn't say it was the worst movie. I did, and I haven't seen it. But all right, next question. What's the first thing that Edward said to Bella in biology class? Did he say A, damn, girl, nice butt. If I was a vampire, I'd take a bite out of that ass. Or B, I didn't get a chance to introduce myself last week.
B.
Okay, I was just saying, if you didn't get that, you don't deserve the wedding gift.
You should have been the writer, though. That would have been quality.
I actually would watch it. You know, there's probably a parody of an adult variety that where he does say that.
You're saying probably like you don't know, right?
All right, fine. I watched it last night to prep for this conversation. All right, next question. What does Edward compare Bella's scent to? Is it heroin or his farts?
Hey, heroin.
You are right. What is Edward literally doing the first time Bella spots him in the school cafeteria? Is he brooding out of a window or twirling a piece of celery?
Ooh. I don't think he had any celery with him. I think he's brooding out of a window.
Oh, he actually was spinning a piece of celery.
Really?
I'm starting to question whether or not you guys are fans of the movie.
I know, that's fair.
I was going to say celery, but also say something like that, whatever.
All right, so we've just been goofing around, but we do have a surprise for you guys as a wedding gift, because we heard that you're both big rock music fans, right?
We are, yeah.
Who would you say is one of your favorite artists?
Taylor loves Daughtry.
Louis currently has a Green Day sweatshirt on.
Nice.
Okay, so you said you're a big fan of Daughtry. Well, we have somebody that wants to wish you well on your upcoming wedding. If you guys want to just pay attention for a second, here, we're going to play it for you.
Hey, Taylor and Louie, Chris Daughtry here. Hope you're doing well. Thanks so much for being fans, and congratulations on your upcoming wedding. Here's to a lifetime of health and happiness, and we'll see you in a couple weeks at the show in Seattle. Thanks.
No.
So our friends were able to get you guys on the guest list for the show on May 5th at Climate Pledge Arena, where Daughtry's opening up for Disturbed. Not only that, but we have meet and greet passes for you to meet Chris Daughtry as well.
Holy, you guys are crazy. That's insane. You're going to make her cry.
That's all. And we've heard your mom said such a great story about you. And then we heard that you were a fan of Daughtry. We're like, let's just see what we can make happen. And also, we weren't really going to spend money out of our own pocket to get you guys a wedding gift. We don't even know you guys.
Jeez, that's crazy. Thank you guys so much.
I'm glad I didn't buy those tickets ahead of time.
The Daily Mix Show.
My son had an interaction with another kid yesterday, and I won't, of course, but I feel like I want to kick this kid's ass.
No.
Not a violent person.
What
did he tell my son? We're going to talk about this after Red Hot Chili Pepper. I was chatting with my son yesterday, Barrett, and our conversation went in a bit of a strange direction, Steve.
Oh, did it?
It did.
Let's check it out.
What holiday is coming up on Sunday?
Easter.
What happens on Easter?
That's impressive that you were able to understand what he was saying right there. Easter.
What happens on Easter?
The Easter Bunny
hide eggs.
Where?
I don't know.
Okay, so what was he doing at this time? Because he sounds very distracted.
He's annoyed. He wanted to watch a show. I was interrupting his show.
How dare you talk to your son while he's trying to watch a show?
I am not a very awesome mom at all.
In the yard?
Yeah.
What else does the Easter Bunny bring to you?
Toys.
Like what?
Yeah, at what point has this happened that Easter has basically become like Christmas Junior? Because it's like that in our household, too, where it's like the Easter basket is almost like a Christmas tree now.
The Easter bunny goes too hard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm going broke from some. I mean, like, luckily it's not as elaborate as Christmas, but there's a lot more than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more than I got when I was a kid.
Like what?
Trains.
Trains? What kind of food do we eat on Easter?
I don't know.
Chocolate.
Like what?
I love that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Chocolate.
What's your favorite part about Easter?
When he hides toys and chocolate eggs.
Does the Easter Bunny have like a naughty list and a nice list like Santa, or is it different?
I think it's different.
So does
the... Can I tell you something, a secret?
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get to this point, because you kind of gave me that. You hit me to what the secret was.
Yes.
If you have any kids that are in the car with you, if you're at home with your kid, and let's just say your kid still loves the magic that is Easter, it might be best to just kind of dip out for like a minute.
Yep.
Okay, so I always love when Tatum's like, I have a secret to tell you. And it's never really, it's never anything too juicy, but here's...
I was so excited for this secret until I heard it.
It's actually just a man in a costume of a bunny.
Can you believe that? Somebody told him that?
My heart was shattered, Steve. Absolutely shattered.
What? Where did you hear that?
Someone told me at school.
That's not true. The Easter Bunny's real.
So now you're lying to your child.
Steve, I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things that I have, like, when you become a parent, you start fearing about a lot of things. One of the biggest fears are, like, when are we going to... I hope Tatum goes to mom when the talk has to happen about certain holidays, because I don't want to just like out and out just like lie to my kid. But also, like last night, I kind of felt bad because, you know, she loves spiders. Oh. And there was a spider in the house, and she wanted me to get the spider, take it outside, put it in the little spider house that she made with rocks in our backyard. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I was tired. It was upstairs. I just killed the freaking spider. And my wife's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't feel like going downstairs. I'm just going to flush it down the drain. Like, I'm just too tired. I don't want to have to go get a cup, get a piece of cardboard, get the spider out of our house. And then, of course, as soon as I do that, then Tatum's telling me what she named the spider. And I'm like, I am a horrible, horrible parent. I murdered a spider for her.
This gig is really hard, Steve.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
How do you like a shot at beating Steve? This man has a record of 114 wins, 48 losses, and 28 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.